Illinois is the top producer of nuclear energy in the nation. And when it comes to advanced nuclear energy research, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is one of the pioneers. IPM Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton has this look at the U of I's microreactor demonstration project.
45 years ago, the worst commercial nuclear accident to occur in the United States happened at Three Mile Island Power Plant in Middleton, Pennsylvania. Thousands of people had to evacuate due to a malfunction and human error causing a steam explosion in one of the reactors. The memory of the accident has created public skepticism towards the use of nuclear energy. Now researchers at the University of Illinois are trying to change some of these perspectives as they develop a new approach to nuclear energy known as microreactors.
They actually have a safety system that's just on the laws of physics. Turns out if it gets too warm, it shuts itself off.
That's U of I's nuclear engineering professor, David Ruzick. He's excited about the work some of his colleagues are doing with the U of I microreactor demonstration project, which is being led by Timothy Grunlow. He says these reactors are part of a new generation of carbon-free technologies.
In a world where people care about decarbonization, then nuclear is a lot more resilient, reliable than a lot of the alternatives.
Grunlow says public education on safety and community outreach are key components of the project. He says there's been a lot of support for this research, but he's taking questions seriously from people who are less familiar with nuclear technology. There are different types of nuclear reactors considered Generation 4. Small modular reactors are a fraction of the size of traditional reactors, making it possible for components to be manufactured in a facility and transported, rather than built on site. They can also be scaled up and down to meet energy demands. Microreactors are even smaller. Small enough to be transported entirely by truck, says Anna Erickson. She's a professor of nuclear and radiological engineering at Georgia Institute of Technology, who's keeping an eye on what's happening at U of I.
Microreactor is about 100 to 1,000 times smaller than a conventional large reactor. But the bottom line is they are producing electricity in a similar manner as conventional reactors, but you can transport them.
She says microreactors could help in the aftermath of natural disasters, providing off-site electricity.
When there is a failure of other power sources on the grid, potentially nothing is available, there is an opportunity for a battery reactor or microreactor to be transported to where it's needed.
The research at U of I will benefit all forms of Generation 4 nuclear reactors, Grunlow says. The particular reactor constructed here will be in between the sizes of a small modular reactor and a microreactor, but construction hasn't started yet. Grunlow says the university needs to have two contracts approved by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission first. Both of those approvals can take up to 36 months. Grunlow says the actual construction can take as little as a few months.
The optimist in me thinks we can get it done before 2030, but we kind of need the stars to continue to align for that.
Some nuclear energy skeptics say that renewable energy, such as wind and solar, should be prioritized over nuclear power. Grunlow says that he is in support of those forms of energy alongside nuclear.
I don't really see them in competition with each other, really, renewables and nuclear. I think they're part of the same solution.
One of the arguments for renewables are that they are significantly cheaper than nuclear power. Grunlow believes that over time, this could change.
Advanced nuclear, given the same chance, I think will also be economically competitive with that, too. So I think there's a lot of reasons that nuclear is going to kind of fit in the mix.
He says it's exciting to be among the pioneers of this new nuclear technology in the U.S.
One way that I would summarize nuclear right now is people will line up to be second. We're seeing a lot of people excited about us being willing to be a first mover here.
Once they get a construction permit, the nuclear microreactor will be built near the Abbott coal plant in Champaign. I'm Alyssa Eaton, IPM News.